This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
And here we go.
Hello.
We're back.
Good morning. I'm Lauren Bald.
Cameo win.
And this is Atypical Design Studio podcast.
Oh. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, this is our first time doing this. We've never done it before. Okay, so we have a weekly discussion about a certain topic that I introduced to Cameo, and this week it's going to be pattern mixing and matching.
Ooh, I love that.
When to do it, how to do it, when to mix, when to match.
Mm-hmm.
All of your opinions and thoughts on that. So
when to mismatch.
We actually get a lot of questions about that because I think we do a lot of mixing and matching and patterns and colors and things. Not on every project. Yeah. Some are, you know, a little bit more subdued, but that is one thing that we like to do.
We do. We
it's
love pattern.
Fun.
Yeah.
So even in a more traditional sense, like, you know, a plaid or a floral can be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of people are like, how do you guys do that? How do you decide what to mix? Because they always turn out good and it seems like they wouldn't go, but they do go.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like maybe the science or the art behind patterns and colors.
That's fun. Yeah. It's a fun one.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, where do we start? I feel like just the basic question of how do you decide what patterns to put together?
Yeah.
I feel like it just depends. You know, I think we spend a lot of time kind of learning about our clients' styles mm-hmm. and what they're into, what colors they like, what colors they dislike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they're more drawn to like geometric patterns or organic patterns,
mm-hmm.
You know, really busy kind of patterns, or if it's more of a large scale kind of thing. So
yeah, people have a different tolerance for it. And I think
totally.
We kind of in the intake initial like concepting phase, we like to gauge our clients' tolerance.
Yeah, get an idea of like what they're drawn to. And that's really helpful, I think, so that when we're pulling fabrics or wall covering or area rugs, like there's so many different ways to bring in different patterns. We think about that stuff, that information we gather.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think scale is a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for example, if you're doing like some throw pillows or something on a sofa, and maybe the sofa has like a very slight pattern or something, you might do like a large scale pattern on one pillow, maybe something a little bit smaller on the other pillow,
mm-hmm.
so they don't compete with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think there's also like, it's kind of like a deduction of things. So it's almost like, let's put all this stuff that I think could work together, you know, pulling a ton of samples. And then I slowly start to pick out the ones that I think don't go for whatever reason.
Yeah.
That's kind of like how I operate. And then like whatever I feel like doesn't really go with the vibe, whether it's like the color is just slightly off mm-hmm. or the pattern seems to clash in a way that's like not complementary, just get those out of the pile. And then I kind of show my client the pile that I like.
Yeah.
And then they can kind of pick and choose which ones they're the most drawn to. And mm-hmm. I think texture is another important aspect too. Like,
yeah.
You could have like a really fun pillow that's maybe like kind of a sheepskin or something a little bit more textured
mm-hmm.
That you can get a little bit wild with, that can maybe be like a pop of black
yeah.
to ground everything.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's a good point, because you might have two fabrics that you love, but they're both like a linen or something mm-hmm. like that. So even if the scale of the pattern is different, they might not work well together because the fabric is the exact same type. Mm-hmm. So you really want to kind of like get a really good mixture of mm-hmm. materials with your patterns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And sticking with like a tone, you know, like whatever it's going to be on. If it is like a couch, that's going to be, I would pull some tones from the couch for some pillows, and then some are just like something that complements the grounding pillow.
Yeah.
So it's like you're getting a little further removed each mm-hmm. time from like what the original thing is you're trying to match, but it still all goes because it's connected through yeah. like a common thread.
Yeah. I think like sometimes you'll get, you know, all of your fabric scheme or material scheme, area rugs, window treatments together, and there's maybe one material that feels like just slightly off, but mm-hmm. maybe the pattern is perfect, so we'll go like on a deep dive to find something to replace it. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think just scale, texture, color,
mm-hmm. materiality,
materiality kind of.
If you do all velvet pillows, even if they're different colors and they're all the same size, it feels very uniform, and it feels very what's the word, like manufactured, right? It
yeah.
doesn't have that kind of like organic
curated.
Natural feel,
like kind of
to
like
it.
Curated
yeah.
but also not like you're walking into a showroom, you're walking into a home,
right?
That feels right. lived in. And
yeah, we don't want things to feel like a showroom.
Yeah,
even if it's like super modern and dialed, like it should feel very purposeful. And I think that's the thing, a mistake I see is people get like all one size of the same thing in different colors, and they think that's gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
Or different, but size is another thing too. It's like you want to have like something like pretty big and cool. Maybe that's the one with your pattern on it, because you're gonna layer other stuff on top
mm-hmm.
of it, right? So you could get away with having like a really big pillow or a really big, you know, patterned lounge chair or
mm-hmm.
something like that, because you know you're gonna, everything else in the room is going to be really simple, and that chair is going to be grounded by a throw pillow or a blanket and a throw
yeah.
pillow that are a little bit more tame. So yeah, it's all about like the balance and
scale. Materials. Yeah. And I think having those statement pieces too, like I don't think, unless it was kind of the right pattern, you know, you probably wouldn't do a sofa or a larger piece in a really, you know, vibrant pattern, and then also all of your drapery.
Yeah,
because that would just feel a little too crazy.
It's that like chintz that was really popular. I mean, it still is popular, and like I there's a soft spot in my heart for chintz, like the Palm Beach kind of like extravagant over the top.
Yes.
Everything's patterned in like birds and palm
when
trees.
When I think of Lauren, I think of palm trees.
I do love a moment. I personally wouldn't want to live in it 100% of the time, but I have an appreciation for it. Like if I had a
vacation home
uh-huh. in Florida, of course I would do it like that.
Yeah,
it would be amazing. Or even like a little condo in Palm Springs, and I would
totally
deck it out like all crazy. But yeah, to live in full time. So that's another thing too, is like, what is the use of this space?
I do have a dream of designing a space that's like the same pattern on the carpet, the sofa, the bed, the drapery, the wall covering, like everything is the same. Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy, but if it's well done, it's pretty fun.
And something like a guest room or like a hotel suite would be so cool for that. Like it's a impactful moment that like you personally aren't gonna have to, like you might feel like you're in a mental institution if you live in that
all the time,
but it could be a really fun moment for like a couple of nights
to spend
in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or to just like peek in and see it and be like, oh, that's really cool, I love that.
Yeah. And there's always, you know, patterns that you can create with like tile. Mm-hmm. Or different materials, you know, even just taking into consideration like the pattern of the wood on your floor, whether it's vertical and lining up with maybe a wall treatment that is similar. Like you probably don't want to have everything, all of the lines kind of going in the same direction. So just thinking about that stuff, the architecture is important too.
Yeah, like which way the beams are running. You know, if another thing that you mentioned about draperies is like, if you have horizontal lines on your draperies, it's going to make the room feel shorter versus if you have vertical lines. So if you have like a gigantic ceiling and you want it to feel like a little bit less gigantic, maybe horizontal is the way to go. That's what you want.
There's a place for it, for sure.
But if you're wanting it to feel a little bit higher than it is, going with like a fuller or more vertical, pattern would really help with that. And then, but then you don't want everything running vertical or it's going to feel crazy.
I think the overall thing about mixing patterns is like, just making sure that you have a good level of layering and variation between the types of patterns.
And there is an artistic element to it that like people, not everybody has that. And that's why they hire designers because there is an art, there is a nuance to it, to knowing what inherently will go together and what won't work.
Yes.
And we've had, you know, a lot of experience. We've seen a ton of materials. We know what's out there. We know that there's like always something better that could be found, or if you can't just buy it online, like we could get something custom made to be like the perfect little accent for it too. So if you're just like not getting it and you can't do it, like it's not everybody can, don't feel bad, not everybody can do it.
It definitely is a skill set, I would say. I mean, I feel like too, like taking into consideration the type of art that you're going to have, you know, we love to use wall covering. So if we're putting a crazy pattern in, we're not going to want to put a piece of art on that wall that clashes with it or, you know, fights with those patterns. So there's just lots of layers and different things to think about from the project as a whole and not just, oh, I like this and I like this and they'll all work together, because sometimes they don't.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people come to us for too, is they want like their space to feel cohesive. And so even if it's just like furnishing projects or helping pick out wallpaper or changing paint colors, or they moved into a new condo and it's all white. And
feels
it's
kind like, of builder grade. Yeah. Like it doesn't have personality.
Yeah. So it's like, how do we infuse that? And it's
just playing footsies with Lauren.
Stomper with my boot. But yeah, it is like, there is some nuance to it. There is, you know, the texturing, the rug, if, you know, the usability, it's like, are there kids in the space? Is it just for grownups? How beat up is it going to be? Do you like to entertain? Do you want solitude? Like all of these things come into play when you're designing a space. And so those are things you should think about, because they are going to determine whether what you've picked out is going to work in the space in the long run. Because you might say, oh, I love that, I love that, I love that. And then you get it in your space and it's like, well, this doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? And you kind of have to take all of that into account.
Yeah, definitely. Great.
Anything else you have to say about that?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like we've covered it. It just, you know, don't be scared to mix pattern into your world and layer and try different things. Like it doesn't, you know, I think the whole idea is that we like to see variation and, you know, it's important to
You want to see your whole personality, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like a wardrobe, right? A wardrobe choice. You know, there's people that want to have their basics and they stick to it and it's lasting and it's high end and it's timeless, and there's space for that, right? And like, we design for that person. And then there's the person that's definitely, they like to change things up every couple, you know, every season, and they want it to be flexible and they want it to be fun and they want to be able to, like, you know, change the usage and entertain one day and then, you know, just have a place for their kids the next day. And kind of that flex space mentality, it is, if you compare it to like fashion and wardrobe and like how you interact with that, some people don't care and they don't give a shit and they're like, I'm just gonna wear what's clean, or they want something that's super utilitarian that's gonna hold up. And so if you need a good starting place, maybe that's a way to think through like how your relationship with fashion is, and if you have one, and that how that translates to your space.
Yeah, and I think that brings up a good point too, because if you like pattern, but you know that maybe you kind of get sick of things after a short period of time, maybe don't do the things in your home that are a little harder to change out, like wall covering or a larger piece of furniture.
Or huge tile insulation that's a crazy pattern.
Yeah, like maybe keep those things a little bit more simple, but something like an area rug or pillows, you know, you can swap those out in a year or two if you need to freshen the space and you feel like you're tired of something. So that's a good thing to think about. But sometimes you're just like, I love this pattern and I always will. Like, let's just go for it. We love that.
Yeah, and also we get asked a lot about trends too. And that's something that, you know, some things are just, if you're buying it at like a home goods store, it's probably been, same thing as fashion, right? It's probably been popular on the higher end for a while. And it's pretty dated by the time it gets to like a home goods store. But if it's a basic, you know, if it's a nice like plain velvet pillow that you're getting at Home Goods, it's like, that's always gonna stay. But if it's like some sort of like cheeky pattern that's gonna be, that's kind of like a knockoff of something else, like, just know that that might feel dated. So don't do that, or something you see kind of on Pinterest.
Yeah.
In your whole kitchen or in your whole bathroom.
Yeah, and there is something to be said about quality. You know, I think like getting a really fun, like over the top pattern, you know, in a fabric that's like really well made, and you know, you can kind of see the difference, just like Lauren's saying about fashion.
Yeah.
You like know, if between you get Forever 21 and...
If you get a Pucci print, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be like, or Missoni, like those prints are pretty well known, and you can say like,
that feels more timeless.
Yeah, it is time, even though it's fun and you can pick it out in a crowd, there is a timeless quality to it. Or like Louis Vuitton. You know, it's like, sometimes it'll get really popular in the mainstream and sometimes it'll get less popular in the mainstream. But it's always going to be there. It's always going to be a classic. And same is true with the quality of fabrics, the quality of furniture, the quality of tile and things like that. Like,
and wall covering.
And
I mean,
wall covering.
You can kind of tell a difference between, you know, whether it's poorly made or not.
So...
good stuff.
Ask your local designer if you have questions, because, you know, there's a lot to know, and we're here to help. So let us know if you have questions or if you want to hear us go on a rant about
something
quality or trends.
Yes.
Oh, that could be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love to rant about trends.
Ooh.
So maybe stay tuned and we'll talk about that one. The good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to trends.
That's a good one.
Stay tuned.
Stay
very
tuned.
Exciting.
Come back next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.